It is Monday, July the 17th, 2006. Making another blog entry. It's a bit different this time. I'm recording on my own system. Today I'm going to be demonstrating the Colorino, which is sold by APH, and I'll be demonstrating the Oasis 22C phone that is marketed by Capital Accessibility. Oasis is a company based in Spain that makes the screenless phone that everybody's been talking about. Some like it, some don't. I happen to like it, and I'll show you why here in just a minute. To update you on a couple things, if you haven't read the blog for Living on the Edge, I would recommend doing some reading. There's been some discussion between myself and the Bits president, Erlene Hughes. I uploaded some sessions recorded at Bits. If you don't have them, you'll have to wait until the Bits website is updated, and who the hell knows when that's going to be, because the guy is ripping them from cassette and it's going to make them into an MP3 from cassette. And like I said, who the hell knows when that's going to happen. If you haven't got me bookmarked, or got us bookmarked, meaning myself and the niece, to Living on the Edge blog bookmarked for your RSS reader or your podcatcher, well, you're shit out of luck, because the Bits material has been removed, because frankly, I didn't want to deal with any more bullshit about, I'm going to take this to the board, I'm going to sue you, you have no right. Well, fuck this, you know. So we're going to take this down. I spoke to Erlene, he was on the phone, and she's very nice, and she told me her side of the story. She understood my side. But basically, the way this works and the reasoning for this is because of egos. She didn't want to get her ego bruised because the guy wanted to do the Bits MP3 conversion and putting up there, and Bits wanted to be the first one to air the stuff. So that's basically how that worked out. It's just one big clusterfuck. One big ego trip after another. So I doubt I will be joining Bits next year. I don't know. We'll see when June 30 gets here. Right now, I'm saying no. And I'm also saying, if you want to join Bits, really think about what you're getting into, man, because it is not the membership that I thought it was going to be, which is a bunch of professionals. From the looks of it, the officers and that like are the kind of people that has egos that bruises very easily, and if you step on toes, you're going to get slammed for it. So it looks like that's to be anywhere in ACB, though, or any big-bodied organization like this. So if you're going to do that, beware. It looks okay on the page, but when you actually get in there and see the members, everybody gets off into their own cliques. I tried going around saying hello to people, and they did not seem to be very conversational, with the exception of a couple. Roger Peterson and Ray Campbell, they met me and talked with me a little bit. Outside of that, though, nada, zilch, zippo. So that's what's going on with that. So, like I said, rather than deal with the bullshit, we just took the Bits materials off. So, maybe by December they'll have it up there. Alright, let's get on with the demonstration here. This is a Colorino. And when you look at it, it's about the size of a pack of Marlboro 100s, if you've ever seen those. But it's thin at the bottom, but as you go up on the unit, it gets wider and wider and wider at the top. And then the width of it, I would say, is about the width of... It's been a while since I smoked. Not quite as wide as a pack of cigarettes, but almost. So I'd venture to say it's maybe 2 inches, and then as you go up here, it expands out to about 3 inches. Now on the front here, you got a speaker grill. Up top here, it looks like you have a light, but it's a light probe and a color identifier, so I can't put the light probe on itself to see. Now, on the front, below that is a speaker, and then below that you have 2 buttons. The color is a red button, and the light identifier is, I don't know what color that is. On the side, on the right side, I work my way from the right to the bottom to the left and on top. On the right side, the top jack, you got a couple jacks here. The top jack is going to be your headphone jack. The second jack down is going to be a service port. where you can service the unit, but the company recommends not to do that. You work your way on down the unit on the right side. There's nothing else here. On the bottom, there's nothing else here. On the left, there's nothing else here. But the interesting part on the top here is the actual hole where the sensor is. And you can see light. And I'm going to point it at my computer so you'll see what it sounds like whenever there's nothing. It's reflecting off of something here. Let's do this. That's the lowest tone you can get. I just covered it with my hand. When you point it at a light, for example, like on my computer case, I'm going to point it at the power light. I thought I knew where it was. Hold on a minute. Yep, here it is. It's hard to home in on this thing sometimes. Let's see. There you go. You know these puppies are real small. That is a light probe doing its work on the computer. Now I'm going to point it at my speaker here where I know there's a light. So I can tell my speaker is on. And it's real handy because I can tell when things are on or off. Now I'm going to point at this phone here. There's another light area that I know that'll show up here. That's saying that my phone has power. All right. Now I'm going to point it around the room here. I'm pointing it at my monitor. There's nothing on, but I'll show you what happens when I turn on my monitor. And it's going to sound a bit funny. All right, we just turned on the monitor here. Now I'm going to point at the monitor. As you can hear, it's the 60 hertz cycling that's going on inside of there. That's why it sounds that way. Okay, now I'm going to look for a light in the room here. And let's say I did not know exactly where it was. So to the left of me is the window, but to the right of me is where I believe the light is, but let's say I don't know it. I'm going to look around the room here. I'm going to start at my computer and work my way around here. Oh, there's a light there. That's my window. Okay, now I'm turning all the way behind me where Denise's desk is. There's another light, but I can't quite turn all the way around because I'm running out of cord. All right, let's work my way to the right from my computer. Oh, there's a light over here on the desk to my right. It's a student-type desk. So we have a lamp on over there. Now I'm going to work my way past it. There's no other lights on until you get to the window. So we got one light on in here. Now you're probably thinking, yeah, I can get one of these Buffies for $75 or $50 or whatever. That's true. But here is the reason why, main reason why I got this, for the color identifier part. I'm going to put the color identifier part up to my computer and let you know what color the case is.
Black.
That is correct. Now we're going on the left side.
Black.
All right, that the left side of the case is black.
Black.
And the right side is black. Now I've got a joystick sitting here. I'll let you see what color the body of it is. It's black. So as you can tell, I got a lot of black stuff here. I'm looking at the stick part now.
Gray-blue.
It's a gray-blue stick. Now on here, there's some buttons.
Black.
That's a black button.
Black.
That's a black button.
Black.
And that one is. To the right, there's another button.
Black. Black.
And one last button here. Now, let's see what color the trigger is. The trigger is going to be
black.
It's going to be black, too.
Black.
How about that? It's a black joystick, in case you didn't get the idea. All right, the speaker part. The speaker, my front speaker here, I'm putting it up against the grill.
Dark gray.
It's a dark gray speaker. Now, that complements this system pretty well. Black and dark gray, that's pretty common.
Dark gray.
And the casing is gray, too. Now, we're going to put it on the top. That's a gray-black top part.
Dark gray.
And it looks like it's got different different gray colors in here.
Dark gray.
On the side, it's dark gray. All right, now on the monitor here. This monitor.
Black.
It's a black monitor.
Gray, black.
And it's gray, black on top.
Dark brown.
Oh, it's dark brown.
What are you
trying to tell me? You're multicolored on top here, or is it the dust up here? All right. That's all fine and good. If I want to know if something is on or if I want to see what color my items are, I can do that. Now, I'm going to show you my cup here. I have a favorite cup I use to drink water out of and soda and so on.
Dark blue
turquoise. Colors of dark blue turquoise right about in the middle. It's a blue cup all around, but I think there's different shades of blue in this thing.
Dark blue?
Yep, dark blue.
Dark blue turquoise.
Dark blue turquoise. It looks like it's got
dark blue turquoise.
Little stripes in here, I think.
Dark blue turquoise.
Now, I'm going to take that tap here.
Dark blue? Dark blue?
Okay, the cup is blue all around.
Dark blue?
So is the lid. Now, let's see if it'll do my straw here. I haven't tried a straw on this thing yet.
Dark brown.
Dark brown. It's a dark brown straw.
Dark purple red.
Dark purple. It's a neon straw. But you can't say neon, I guess. All right. Now, let me demonstrate to you the way this thing does clothing.
Pale gray.
I got pale gray shorts on right now. See?
Pale gray.
Now I'm going to demonstrate you my shirt. It's a black shirt with multicolors on it, and I'll show you that here. This is about at my stomach level.
Black. Black.
Now we're going to work my way up
black,
to where I got some writing.
Green. Dark brown. Gray. Black. Black. Black.
Okay, I'm back on the part here where it's just a picture, I guess.
Blue.
Okay, there's some more.
Dark green. Dark red, brown. Dark red, brown. Green.
As you can tell, it's
yellow, green.
Got multicolors here.
Light blue.
On the picture part.
Blue. Purple. Green. Brown. Blue. Blue. Dark purple, red. Blue.
So as you can see,
dark gray, brown.
It's a lot of colors here.
Dark.
All right, now let's get the color of the windscreen on this mic that I'm using here.
Black.
It's black, of course. And that is the Colorino. Now, you can adjust the volume by holding down the light button. You got three volume choices. I got it on loudest because that works best for me. Now, Mike Loff and I, who you did hear on the podcast for the convention that we did not have to delete, thanks to Bits, he was curious to know if the lightning, if the Colorino light detector would detect lightning. And I had a good chance to do that Saturday, but didn't take it out there to try it out. One more thing I want to check to see what the color of something is. It's going to be the next item I'm going to demonstrate for you. The Oasis 22C phone.
Dark blue.
It's a dark blue phone.
Dark blue.
And that's the back. I was just dark doing the side blue. There. I'm doing the other side now.
Dark green.
It's a dark green on this side.
Dark blue.
Oh.
Black.
Black.
Dark blue.
I'm not sure what it was seeing there. I think I was seeing these buttons here where you can adjust the volume.
Dark.
Yeah, it must be.
Dark blue.
All right, now we're going to look at the buttons down here. Let's see if I can get a match for that guy. Okay. Oops.
Gray, black, gray, dark gray, light gray, dark gray.
The buttons are kind of grayish.
Gray, blue, gray, green, dark blue, blue, gray.
Let me look at the dot 5 here. Let's see if that's a different color, because I understand that it is
pale, brown, orange.
Oh, that's my finger. Sorry. Hold on.
Gray.
That's the gray button. Okay. Looks like all of these buttons are gray here, it seems. Except the other areas here. Yeah. There's a blue part, blue button, I guess. All right. You got the idea of what you can do with this thing to see what color what is. It's $195, or was at the convention. And that was gotten from American Printing House for the Blind. They were located at www.aph.org. All right. I'm going to demonstrate this phone to you now. I am holding it in my hand, and the buttons are rather spaced apart, so that's good. Now I'm going to work my way on the top side of the phone all the way around. Now on the top side, there's nothing. If you work your way down on the right side of the phone, there is a phonal jack where you can plug headphones in. And that's the only jack on that side. And if I'm not mistaken, you could get a cable and that would double as the data port. Now you work your way down the phone, and on the bottom, there is a jack here where you can plug the charger in. You work your way up to the left side, and then you see two buttons. One is down, and one is up. That changes your volume. On the top of the phone, on the front of the phone at the very top, is two speaker holes. You work your way down, you got three buttons. They're relatively small. Then you have one arrow-looking button, a button that's shaped like a football with a dot at the top and the bottom, and then a button similar to a right arrow but pointing up. And then down below that, you got buttons 1, 2, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, and hash, as this phone says. But it's the pound key, as we all know it. The first button on the top left-hand side is my address book button. Second button is going to be the loudspeaker button, which I'm going to demonstrate to you now by pushing it. Hands-free mode, T-Mobile, it says. Now I'm going to press the right button, which is the info button. Network T-Mobile, just in case you can't understand it. Good coverage. High battery. And it's going to give me the date and time next. 17th of July, 2006, 4:44 p.m. Okay, and there you go. Now I'm going to hit the right arrow button, which is the no button or the cancel button, to get back to my menu or get back to my main screen. Now, if I hit the left mouse button, or not left mouse button, the left arrow button or the yes button, I think I went to sleep. Hold on. Oh, there we go. Okay. Let me get back out of here so I can demonstrate to you what that was. I think it was missed calls or... No, it was outgoing calls. All right, and it says who I've called. 444 is a messaging number I called. *123 is my answering voicemail. And I dialed our home again. And that was my mom who I called. But it gives you 10 of those guys. Let me back out of that. Now, if I use my menu keys, I'm going to press the down arrow key one time. My phone book. Now, what I did to get in there, let me slow down the speech here. So I don't have to repeat everything to you. Okay, now let's back out of this. Okay, this is the slowest the speech will go, and this phone runs on Linux, by the way. All right, let's get out of the configuration. Now let's go out to the address or phone book again.
Messages to phone book one.
Okay, here we go.
Find and call.
That one's a bit hard to understand. That's why I repeated that one.
New contact two. Edit contact three. Delete contact four. Phone book status five. Special numbers six. Copy phone book 7. Find and call 1.
Alright, a couple notes here. The copy phone book. That copies it to my SIM chip in here. And also, there was another one here. Phone book status. If I hit that,
10 out of 250 positions used.
Tells me how many entries I have in here. So I can add up to 240 more. Now let's see if I want to make a new entry. All right, let's do a new contact, and I'll put Cutting Edge Solutions toll-free number in there.
Name.
All right, I'm going to hit, let's see, your options in here is name.
Home number, work number, mobile number, email address, store.
The last one was store. I know it sounds like Steyr, but it's store.
Name.
We're going to go with name.
Enter contact name.
Now, when I enter the contact name, I have to use the numbers, and I have to know which ones make each letter. Alright. And I wait about a second before I push it again. Then I'm going to hit the 1 for space. Then we're going to do. And then another space. And then we're going to do solutions. Oh, and I got a message coming in.
Enter contact name, Cutting Edges. M N 66 M N O.
Okay.
J L T E T G I M O.
I will read this message here in just a minute. Somebody's trying to get my attention, huh? Hold on. Let me back out of here. Oh, no, okay. I see what's going on now. I'm at the end of my line here.
All
right, we'll just leave it at L here. I got to get used to these numbers here. All right, let me read my name here.
Name. Enter contact name. Cutting Edge Solo.
Okay, let me back out of here. Let me edit this here.
Cutting Edge Solo.
There we go. Now let me go and put a period at the end of this here.
So, comma, dot, colon.
I gotta cycle back around.
Closing one. So, comma, dot.
There we go.
Name. Enter contact name. Cutting Edge Cell.
There we go.
Name.
Now let's go down.
Home number. Work number.
Since it is a work number, let's go and add that.
Right number. 8665909292. Work number.
There's my work number.
Mobile number. Email address. Address. Contact
stored. Now we got a contact stored, so now I got 239 more to make. Alright.
Edit
contact. I can edit the contact, and when I do that, I have to enter part of the name in here to edit. So if I want to find it, I can do that.
Delete contact. 4.
That's obvious.
Phone book status. 5.
Let's go and check the status again to verify.
11 out of 250 positions used. Phone book status. 5. Special numbers, 6.
Special numbers. Now, this is where I can categorize things.
My phone numbers, 1. Emergency number, 2.
And as you can hear, you got numbers after the choices, so if you want to jump right to something, you can do that. Like, for example, if I want to do this here.
Special numbers, 6. Phone book, 1. T-Mobile.
Let me get out of here. I think I have to use this to get in here.
Find end, com, 1.
There we go. Now let's press 6.
My phone number's 1.
I have to use the arrow, the menu, get into the menus before I can use that. Otherwise, it's going to want to dial. So that's how I can do that. All right, that's how you do the phone book. Now, the messages, I'm going to write a message and get my weather forecast, and that'll make me have two unread messages here.
Messages, two. Send new message, one.
It's going to send a new message here. I'm hitting the yes button to do this. All right, let me text this one here. We're going to do weather.
Write text, text.
All right, we spell the word weather. That's the code that I have set up for my alerts on the T-Mobile website.
Destination, right number, destination.
All right, we're going to do destination here.
Right.
I'm going to type in.
For destination. Send now.
And we're going to send it. Message sent.
Send message.
Listen.
Send new message. One.
All right. And you felt it vibrate. I have this set to vibrate if I want to get notification, like if I'm in silence mode. I can get myself in silent mode if I'm at a meeting or something and I don't want to bother anybody with my ringer.
Unread messages, two.
Let's go down to unread messages.
Unread messages, two.
There's two of them here.
17th of July, 2006. 1653. From 442.
Alright, that's my weather that I requested.
Weather Augusta, Gawker 94, sunny long 172, mostly sunny 2172, mostly sunny wet 9870, partly sunny.
As you can tell, it's 94 here, and if I want to read that again, I just press my info key if I didn't quite get something. Unfortunately, we cannot go word by word or character by character or line by line, so let's do that again.
Weather Augusta, Gawker 94, sunny long 172, mostly sunny 2172, mostly sunny wet 9870, partly sunny.
Okay, that's my weather here.
Delete 1.
And here we got more choices here. I can always enter 1 if I want to go ahead and delete this puppy, or I can do the following.
Forward 2, answer 3, call 4, add number to phone book 6, delete 1.
Let's go ahead and delete this.
Are you sure to delete message?
We're going to hit yes.
Message deleted.
Now it's going to give me my other message here that somebody wrote.
17th of July, 2006. 1649. From denies Jamie's mobile.
And Denise wrote me. I need to correct her spelling of her name, by the way.
I am waiting to be seen.
I thought so. All right, so let's go ahead and write.
Delete 1. Forward 2. Answer. Text. Write text.
Make it back to apostrophe.
Underline, question mark, exclamation mark, quotes, apostrophe. M. I. D. M. O. G. I. M. M.
I'm doing.
G. Doing.
A. Phone. I pressed the wrong one there. Okay, hold on. Okay, let me read what I wrote.
I thought so. I'm doing a phone demo for the blog.
Okay, we're going to send this.
Text. Destination. Write number. Plus 17069.
All right, and that's Denise's number.
Send now.
Send it.
It's
5
p.m.
She's at the eye doctor's. That's where she's at.
Unread messages.
All right, and there's my message to Denise. She's going to write me back. But we'll go ahead and go to the other message options here.
Ring messages. Send messages.
She may call and demonstrate the ringer.
Unsent messages. Five.
We'll see.
Voicemail box. Six.
I can check all of my messages in here, text or voice.
Options. Seven.
And we got options in here.
SMS center. One. SMS center.
That's the only one in here. I haven't really gone in here, so let's explore.
Write message center, plus 12063130004.
Whoops. Okay, hold on a minute. Let me go ahead and back out of this here.
Enter contact name. Write message center, plus 12063130004.
Okay, looks like I'm going to have to get out of this here.
Center one.
There we go. Now I'm out of there. I had to hold down the key. It was like I was going to erase it, but I told it cancel, 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 cancel.
Option 7. Messages 2.
Alright, that's the messages area.
Phone book 1. Messages 2. Configuration 3.
And we just, let me take you to the configuration. Actually, second thought. Let me go ahead and demonstrate the address book here. I know a lot of people like the address book. Then we'll go to the demonstration or the configuration.
Enter contact name.
I'm going to hit the yes button to look at my entries.
411 and more. Corey Jackson. Customer care. Cutting edge salt. D9 Jamie's. Home 706667. Mobile 706.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call Denise.
D9 Jamie's Mobile.
And we're going to turn it down just a bit, because it's going to static like hell. Maybe she's being seen now.
Oh. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
What you doing?
Oh,
good.
Doing the blog entry here, demonstrating the phone.
Okay. I'm a little echoey from where I am, but it says I have a good signal in here.
Good. I demonstrated.
I asked if I was going to give a report on my trip at the meeting.
Oh.
I'm playing with my talking, my screenless cell phone now.
All right. Yeah, I'm playing with mine too, demonstrating it for the blog. I demonstrated it in the Colorino, and I did a summary of what the stuff was going on with the Bits situation.
Oh, okay.
This way,
what,
people.
Anything new?
Nothing new. Just updated everybody on the finicky, ego-driven styles that they seem to possess over there.
Well, don't make it bad.
Oh, no, it wasn't bad.
You have to be diplomatic, you know.
Oh, I was. If anybody wants to hear it at all, they have to download this file, so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're sounding good.
Good. Well, I was in the process of replying to the message.
Oh, okay.
I'll see if it's still sitting there when I hang up.
Okay. All right, I'll go and let you do that.
Okay. I shall be seen soon, and hopefully we'll make it over to the aquatic center.
I hope so.
Oh, and Rosie said that we will eat at Teresa's after water aerobics tomorrow. She and I are going to have taco salad.
Yum. Sounds good to me.
I figured you wouldn't argue with that.
Oh, no. Not me, buddy.
Okay, well, I'll call you when I get done.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, and that's Denise. As you can hear, the quality is quite excellent on this speakerphone. Sometimes it does clip and crackle, but I only have it that loud if I'm in a loud situation, like on a bus or in a car or something like that. And Denise says she was replying to me. Diplomatic in the summary, though. I was diplomatic in the blog writing, though. And I can say what I want when I record. So, there you are. That's just my take on the situation. I did what they wanted. I don't have to be diplomatic here. Fuck it. Anyway, let us go back into the entry of the menus. He went to sleep on me. There we go. The hands-free mode. I wish I could adjust this to where it's on longer than what it is. I think it's awake for about 10 seconds, and then we gotta bring it up again. All right, let's go to the menus. That's one thing I don't like about this thing.
Configuration.
All right, let's go to the configuration now. Now we can make all kinds of adjustments here. My ring volume, for example. That's my ring volume.
Choose ring volume.
I can make it louder. That's as loud as it'll go, and that's where I want it to go.
Is ring volume correct?
Yes, it is. Now let's go down.
Vibrating alert.
My vibrating alert.
Activate. Activate 1. Activate 2.
It's already activated, but I'm going to press...
Save vibrator. Vibrator updated.
All right, and it just demonstrated that for me. You probably heard
vibrating
that.
Ringing tone 3.
My ringing tone. So we got, oh gosh, man, maybe 59?
13.
Right now, I'm on number 13, the baseball charge. Unfortunately, I cannot hit the direct numbers here. At least I don't think. No, I can't. You have to use the menu key. That one's all right. Oh, sir, get your attention. All right, let's cycle it back down to 13 here. But we got all kinds of ringers. We got that.
14, 15, 16.
Where I stopped on the ringers about 8, the rest of those guys are going to be nothing with that. That's the famous cat yell. That really wouldn't get my attention, per se. Unless I had it by me. Because a lot of times I have it in my pouch. I have a fanny pack that I put on. That one would. Oh, man, I love steak. I do love steak. We're in the animal section, evidently.
24.
Oh, there's a clock.
25.
As you can tell, it's a wide variety of rings here.
26.
Some alike. And in case you're wondering, Don, this does not set the dogs off. Both dogs are here.
27.
I haven't called that a time or two in my day.
28.
All right.
29.
And there's your regular ring.
30.
don't really like that one. 31. Tap 40-ish. That one's alright. I had mine set there. I kind of like that ringer. That's a good one. Denise must have got seen. Going cycles out of rings. What the hell?
39.
If you can afford to this here, you can.
45.
That's more of a dancer's style ringer.
45. 46.
More dancer's stuff.
47.
I kind of like that duck there. That's a good one.
48. 49.
50. 51. That'd be a cool one if you had a subwoofer hooked up to your phone. To go in the race from hell.
55.
That'd be aggravating there.
56.
So with that one.
One.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 56 ringers instead of 59. Not very good tones here, I'd say. There's no separation where they should be in the song here. A lot of people like that one. It's all right. You got the idea on that one. No separation on that either. Otherwise, I'd use it. Same goes for that.
Seven.
I wouldn't really use that one, but no separation. That's a pretty good one. That's a pretty good one, too. That's a good one. Now we're back to the ringer I like. Like baseball. All right, we got that saved. Now the initial tone, I'm not quite sure what that is set for. Or what that means. Okay, we got coverage alert, and that is already set. And unfortunately, we cannot demonstrate that one.
Coverage alert setting saved.
But that gives you a little melody that it plays whenever you got the tower back. All right, we're back on reading volume.
Initial tone, form, activate, 1. Save initial melody setting. Initial melody setting saved.
Guess that's for when the phone initializes and when Linux boots all the way up in this phone here. All right, so that's all the ringers and
sounds and
alarms and the like.
Time and date.
Time and date. You can always set that in here.
Set time 1. Time format 2.
You can do the time format. You can set it the 12-hour or 24-hour.
Set time 1.
We don't have a way to change the date. Right now it does it European style, which is 17/07/06, and it reads it as 17th of July 2006.
Time and date 2. Locks 3. Sim lock 1.
We can do the sim lock, and that's where you enter a code.
Phone lock.
Phone lock, same goes with that.
Sim lock 1.
So if you don't want to secure your phone, you can always set that.
Locks,
I'm not going to go in there and bother with that though.
Speech configuration.
We've been through the speech.
Speed 1.
We did the speed here.
Pitch,
we'll demonstrate the pitch to you.
Treble. Speech pitch updated.
We're not going to keep it there.
Treble. Speech pitch updated.
All right. There we go. We got that guy set.
Speech configuration form. Version 5.
And we got versions here. So let's go and look at the version.
Webisize 22C English, P7, P5.
P7, P5. That's the latest that they got, or they sent to us here.
Version 5. Master reset, 6.
We can do a master reset. We can set everything back to the defaults if we want to. And that includes the phone book.
Technical support number, 7.
Technical support. That gives you the number we can call for Capital Accessibility, who does the phone.
Sounds and alarms, 1.
Sounds and alarms. Sorry, we're going to get out of configuration now.
Call information.
Yeah, we can go into call information.
Missed calls, 1.
I can look at my missed calls.
Accepted calls, 2.
All the ones I've taken.
Dead calls, 3. Clear call lists, 4.
I can clear my call list.
Dead calls, 3.
And I'm not sure what the hell that is saying here. Let's go in here and look.
Outgoing calls, 10. 1. Denies Jamie's.
All right. It just brought up my outgoing calls list. Things that are people that I've called.
Clear call lists, 4. Missed calls, 1.
And I can look at my missed calls.
Accepted calls, 2.
Now, when I first got on here and heard these things, I thought it was how many calls I missed and how many I accepted and all that jazz, but it's just a simple short form to get into the menus here.
Call information. Manage call, 5.
And now I can manage my calls.
Number, 1. Call divert. Number 1.
My number.
Show number 1. Hide number 2. Show number.
Show number, I don't know what.
My number is shown.
My number is shown.
Show number 1.
This is a screenless phone, so I'm not sure where the hell it's being shown at, but my number is shown.
My number 1.
Now, when I went in here, I thought it would give me my number, but it did not.
Call divert 2.
I can call divert. I can divert certain calls to another. Not real clear on what the hell that is, but
we
back off out of there. I would think that'd be something that a carrier or you know, like T-Mobile could do, but evidently you can do that on this phone whenever it sees numbers in the caller ID.
Call barring.
I'm not sure exactly what that is. It's a manual in here, but the manual's kind of lacking in description. We got call waiting.
Activate 1. Deactivate 2. Get status 3.
Let me get my status here.
Call waiting activated. Get status 3. Activate 1. Call waiting.
I don't need to activate that so we can get out of there.
My number 1.
Now we're back to my number.
Manage call 5. Extras 6.
We got extras in here.
Switch off. Switch off. Switch off.
And I'm not sure what the switch off is. Let me go in here and hit yes on this. If I get stuck, then, I'm going to be out of a phone.
Switch off phone.
No.
Switch off.
Switch off. I guess you can do it to switch off here in the menus, too. Ah, interesting.
Extra 6. Phone book 1.
All right, we're back to the beginning part of the menu there. All right, let's get out of the menus.
T-Mobile.
And now I'm going to hold down the info button and give you everything that I have here and let you know if anything has changed. I hold it in.
Network, T-Mobile. Excellent coverage. High battery. 17th of July, 2006, 5:17 p.m.
All right, nothing's changed.
T-Mobile.
And that is the description of the phone and how it works. We demonstrated putting in a number. We demonstrated receiving a message and writing a message and calling somebody through the address book. So overall, I like this phone. Like I said, I'm on the list here not too long ago. There are a few things that I would like to see added. If I knew how to program, I'd go ahead and purchase that cable that you can get from Capsule Accessibility for $60 and write some programs for it. Like, for example, I'd like to email through this phone. I'd like to get email where I could read it on the go. I'd like to surf the web. I wouldn't mind doing an MSN Messenger type program or an ICQ or, you know, one of the messenger programs I could use. Now, there's just a lot of stuff I like to do on this thing. But you have to know how to program in Linux to do that, and that is something I don't know how to do. Best I can do is write web pages. But that is it for the phone demonstration and the Colorino demonstration and the summary of what happened with the Bits stuff today. If you'd like to contact me, you can go to www.willandenise, that's willandenise.com, and there is going to be a link for contacting us. When you do that, you can contact us through a web form, myself or Denise. So feel free to use it, or you can leave comments right here on the blog at lote.willanddenise.com. And that should do it for the demonstrations that we have for you today. And next time we talk to you, I want to walk around with Street Talk and demonstrate that to you, but it's just going to be hot here over the next few days. So we'll get around to that when things cool off. Same goes for a blog entry that I want to make, walking around with the TankMate with the network card inserted and seeing how many open networks we got in my neighborhood. So we're going to do that as well. All right, till next time, we will see you later.